This is Kelly Agathos, and you're listening to Radio X at the Movies. This week, I'm reviewing Selma by Ava DuVernay, a new release that I cannot recommend enough. It's named after the famous Selma to Montgomery voting rights trail led by Martin Luther King Jr. in 1965. Unlike traditional biopics, DuVernay chooses to focus on the voting rights issue to tell Martin Luther King's story, rather than run through his entire life in an interminable four-hour movie marathon. In doing so, she still manages to capture the essence of who Dr. King was and the importance of the African-American civil rights movement. Throughout the film, DuVernay manages to address very heavy material in a tasteful and unbiased way. She focuses on the vulnerability of the main characters as well as their strengths, whichever side they represent. For instance, the standoffs between Dr. King and President Johnson don't portray a fight of good versus evil, but a realistic debate about what is reckless, what is brave, and what is right. The performances are stellar all round, but I do have to single out David Oyelowo's realistic and moving portrayal of the charismatic Dr. King and Oprah Winfrey's Annie Lee Cooper, an elderly woman who is shown fighting for her rights throughout the film. It is a small role, but she is capable of stirring up great emotion with just a look, and that is quite a gift. The film is a cinematic gem on every front, from the beautifully written screenplay to the larger-than-life clashes between police and protesters and the tender family moments. It is worthy of Martin Luther King, whose legacy is more than relevant in light of the shootings at Ferguson and indeed any manifestation of racism and intolerance. Selma is playing in New Jersey de Brouckère, Toison d'Or, Kinépolis, Adventure, and Stockholm. For those of you who prefer a good old classical Hollywood cinema experience this week, I recommend Brief Encounter by David Lean, based on Noah Coward's one-act play, Still Life. This is a classic tale of forbidden love, which is as heartbreaking now as it was in 1945 in its release. The film follows two strangers who briefly meet on a train on their way back home. Both are married, yet enjoy each other's company so much they arrange to meet again. I won't give any more of the plot away. You can see what happens for yourself this Friday at the Flagey branch of the Cinémathèque. That's it for this week's edition of Radio X at the Movies.